Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Here's a segment from one of our recent episodes. Monkeypox is here. The first case popped up in May in Massachusetts. Fast forward a couple months, and now over 2,000 people have been infected in almost every state. That's according to the CDC.
I have been recently confirmed to have monkeypox.
So my name's Matt. I have monkeypox. This shit sucks and you don't want it.
People have been coming forward on social media, talking about their diagnosis, like Dr. John on TikTok.
Do you want to learn about monkeypox? Because I got it.
And most of those people are gay men, even though health officials say monkeypox can affect everyone. I spoke with Michael Goff, the founder of Out Magazine and the current editor and owner of another LGBTQ news publication, Toll Road. He was diagnosed with monkeypox around the 4th of July weekend while in Provincetown.
I had the flu that you've probably heard about with fever and aches and all that for 2 days. And then I had just a few of the pox on my chest.
The pox he's referring to is sometimes called lesions or a rash. Basically, they're small bumps on the skin that look similar to pimples or blisters, but they can be extremely painful. Goff had a mild case of monkeypox, but others have gotten it much worse. Usually, people can see lesions in what Goff calls
under the Speedo area.
That's around the genitals and even inside the anus.
I've heard some of the most unbelievable descriptions. You know, people having trouble eliminating and bleeding and just really horrible, horrible stuff.
And you have to quarantine until every lesion heals, which typically takes 3 weeks, but it can vary. Now, the virus spreads through skin-to-skin contact, but right now it's mainly spreading through sex.
It's not easy to catch.
But that could change. And critics say public health officials aren't doing enough to stop it. You see, people who are at higher risk, mostly men who have sex with other men, and more on that in a minute, need to get vaccinated. The vaccine is safe and FDA approved for treating smallpox and monkeypox.
It's 85% effective for this, which we've all learned from COVID means you can still get it. It just won't be as bad.
But for many, it's been extremely difficult to get the vaccine for a number of reasons, and you've heard them all before. Limited supply, failure to order enough when the outbreak first started, and now lots of demand. People have been waiting for hours for those rare appointments, and Goff doesn't know what to make of the healthcare system's response to the outbreak.
I'm sort of shocked and surprised. I know plenty of people that work in public health, and they are sort of shocked and surprised. Everyone's very aware of what's happened in the past, in the near past and the more distant past.
There's another thing. Goff says health officials are sending the message that monkeypox can affect anyone. And it can, but it's not. Right now, the virus is disproportionately spreading among gay and bisexual men. They account for 96% of cases, according to the Washington Post. So Goff says the warning that anyone can get monkeypox might miss the people who need to hear it most.
I don't know that you'd see other communities lining up to get vaccinated so readily. This is a community that's been saved by science before.
That was during the AIDS crisis in the 80s. So why are public officials still not targeting gay men with direct messaging? Well, in part, Goff says, because of stigma. They don't want to repeat the mistakes of the AIDS epidemic and stigmatize gay sex or have people think of monkeypox as a gay disease.
We're not going to shame people and call them animals for being sexually active. It's a normal part of life. And what many of you—
That's Dr. John again. He's known as That Gay Doctor on TikTok. He was diagnosed with monkeypox in June, and people flooded him with hateful comments, calling him a wild animal.
There is not a single disease, infection, anything that stops outside your body and asks you your sexual orientation before it decides to infect you. That does not happen.
Goff agrees and says there's no such thing as a gay disease.
You catch this from a virus. Two men having sex does not create monkeypox.
To be clear here, to stop the spread of monkeypox, Goff says health officials need to prioritize the health of the LGBTQ community first, while also managing the stigma. It's a tall order, and the window to get the right messaging out to the right people is closing. Goff is fully healed and out of isolation, so his main goal now is to do just that, especially warning young people about monkeypox.
You don't want this. And I think we need to take it seriously, and we need to do what we need to do, which is get vaccinated and cool your jets.
You can check out Michael Goff's work on Toll Road. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco, in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast app.